Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Up to Metricon Stadium out of the K-Rock Hub. We're lucky enough to be joined for the first time on K-Rock Footy since arriving at the Cats by development coach Sean Greig. Sean, Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Mark Neild in the K-Rock Hub. Thanks for joining us tonight ahead of tonight's clash. Can you just give us a sense of the mood as the boys got off the bus and rolled into the Gold Coast Suns home ground?
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a perfect day up here on the Goldie. So, yeah, the boys are looking forward to it. We've only had 4 days, so it comes around pretty quick. We review last game and then recover, and we're into it. It's good.
Yeah. How much time do you put into Port Adelaide? Chris Scott faced the media yesterday and sort of tried to stay away from Port Adelaide when the questions were fired at him. More talk about what Geelong does well, but how much of the preview with the players going through video and the like is focused on the power?
Yeah, it's sort of similar to every week. We have one eye on the oppo and the other eye on us. So if we get the game on our terms, then we're obviously hard to beat. So we're looking to do that early, but we're obviously wary that Port deserve their spot on the ladder where they are, and they're playing good footy, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Chris had a bit of fun with the media yesterday. He strongly hinted Asava Radigalia was going to play, and then come 20 past six last night, he wasn't even in the squad of 26. Can you give us an update on Sav? Is it a management issue? And if it is he battling something injury-wise that he needs to get over?
Yeah, it's just the condensed period we've gone through. I think we've had sort of 4 games in 13 days, and he's an important player going forward for us. So we just wanted to really manage him through this part and go the long game with him. We got finals coming up, so it'd be nice to get him back sooner rather than later.
Sean, how are you going in the hub up there? You loving life? Have you got your family up there, or are you just flying hand solo?
No, I'm solo. It's good. We're spending a lot of time together, and as coaches as well, sort of fast track me coming in new. So I've spent a lot of time with some Geelong legends, and I've heard some old good school stories from Scarlo about you, Kingy, too. So it's been good fun.
Oh, no, this is not ideal.
They would have gone for about 2 minutes, I reckon.
don't hold back, Sean. Load up.
And did all the partners and the girlfriends and everyone turn up this week? How did all that go?
It was good. It was good to have kids around, all the players. We've got a lot of players with kids, so it's been a bit different the last couple of days. So it's been nice, a good change up, and I'm a dad, so it's nice to have kids around, although they're not mine. But you can play with them for 5 minutes and hand them over. It's good fun.
Yeah, that's ideal. It's better than homeschooling. I tell you what, it's got seriously long hair on it, that sort of stuff. But are you, in terms of the hub activities, have you been to see James Parsons yet for a little snip?
No, I haven't. Some of the young boys have. I'm not sure about they cut around the ears and leave the top. That's not my cup of tea. So I'll just go get a nice trim when I'm needed.
And we've heard rumours down this way. Obviously, a big story a couple of weeks ago was players, not particularly Geelong players, but players from a rival club that you might have used to play for, requesting some of the more bizarre things that the AFL weren't too happy about. Is any truth that you requested a chandelier to be put in your room?
Me? Nah, not me. I'm a country boy from Ballarat. I'm pretty simple, mate. I'm simple pleasures for me. I'm just happy with a bit of company and a cold beer after game. That'll do me.
Well, so who was it in order of the mechanical bull? That was you then, obviously.
Oh, that wouldn't be me. That's probably Scarlett, I'd say, after a few too many. But it's been great. The AFL have looked after us really well, to be honest. We can't ask for much more. We've got everything we need, and we're just loving being up here, being together. It's good fun.
We're talking with Sean Greig, Geelong Development Coach for Prestige Jayco. He's Mark Neild.
G'day, Sean. Good luck tonight. Mate, we're hearing a lot out of the hub, apart from what Ben just asked you. Forget that stuff. We're hearing a lot about how the senior players are dealing with it, and now they've got the kids there, and that's all good. Mate, with the young guys in your development academy, what are you doing with them different to what the senior players are doing at the moment?
Yeah, we're really lucky, nearly where we're staying in Southport at the Southport Sharks. Our accommodation's right there on the oval. So for us, we're living on a footy oval pretty much. So, we can tailor the young guys' program to what they need. And, it might be 15 minutes before brekkie or, with an individual, that time you get, you can really be specific in what you're targeting and sort of fast-track their improvement, if that makes sense. It's been a real advantage for us, I think.
Yeah, look, it does, and it's terrific. The Geelong Footy Club has got a renowned record for looking after the young guys and developing them really well. What have you been able to access any of the senior players as well to help you in that space?
Yeah, absolutely, we have. Yeah, we've had, you know, some older guys take some first-year players, you know, if they're taller guys like Harry Taylor. He's been taking, you know, young Sam DeConning for some, you know, marking stuff, and, you know, it goes right through the group. You know, the midfielders have been, you know, the young guys get to learn what it's like to be a pro. You know, they see what Joel Salwood eats for brekkie. They see how he prepares for training. They see how he prepares for games. So through that off-field stuff as well, Neil, he has been really important for the guys. And a bit of an eye-opener for him as well. You know, to think, oh, geez, I've got to sharpen up, or just knowledge that I didn't even know. So it's been a great learning curve for him.
Yeah, good. Thanks. Terrific insight. Now, mate, you're flying in this interview for a young coach. You're just treating us easily, just all down to fine leg, or in fact, getting us through the covers. Right, now, you've got to get a tough one at some stage. Now, mate, you're going to beat Port Adelaide. Why and how are you going to do that?
Oh, the form we've showed over the last couple of weeks is really strong, I think, around the contest. Port are really strong. And, you know, we think we're pretty good around the contest too when we're on. So, you know, we're looking forward to winning the contest and getting it into our forwards. You know, we saw last week Hawk and Gary Rowan were really, really damaging, you know, one-on-one. So hopefully we can get some good looks in front of the footy. But it starts around the contest. Last week, their game against Richmond was finals-like, I thought. So, you know, it'd be a real good challenge for us to see how we go against a quality team. So fingers crossed we can get it done.
Yeah, good luck. Now, one not-so-serious one for me. I'm allowed to give one. Now, mate, your GM of footy. Now, we've heard rumours down here that Simon does like to spend a fair bit of time on his own. He's not giving you the coaches much. Can you confirm or deny? And there's absolutely no way that I would let Simon know what you say, of course.
Well, to be fair, he has been pretty busy with a lot going on.
Oh, but, you've gone in to defend the boss straight up.
But there's always a but. But we do see him strut along the beach sometimes, and, you know, earphones in, and, you know, a bit of a strut and the hair done. So he's a
pretty happy with himself, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He gets up early, works out, and he's in good nick. He's going really well.
Is he still running with that Sean Connery sort of arrangement on his face?
No, he's freshly shaven tonight. So,
oh, jeez.
A bit of a different Lordy, yeah.
Yeah, big game, Benny.
Oh,
big
Sean,
game.
That is absolutely fantastic, because I will paraphrase what you said. Sean Grigg has confirmed on K-Rock that GM of footy, Simon Lloyd, is giving his fellow coaches nothing.
Oh, wow.
That is outstanding work from you, Sean. Thank you very much. I'm learning how to do that. It's unbelievable. You just say whatever you like.
Yeah, Neil, he's been here too long.
Sean, one last time before we let you go. You're good mates with Dusty. As Dusty, how do you reckon he's going in the hub?
Yeah, I think he'd be enjoying being around the boys. Although he likes his own space as well, he's probably ducking off and having a swim in the beach, and he's probably keeping up his two or three haircuts a week too. His hair's always looking pretty sharp, boys.
Who's likely to be the Richmond barber, do you reckon?
Shea Bolton or Marvy Olchol, I reckon. They're pretty smooth operators with the scissors and the shaver.
Nice,
very good. Hey, Sean, just pass on my regards to Matthew Scarlett, and any story you have heard from him about our school days is absolutely probably true, so he hasn't thrown me under the bus at all. So pass on our regards from here at K40. Hey, great to have you on. Good to catch up and have a chat to you for the first time since you've arrived at the Cats. Doing a good job from all reports, so I look forward to seeing some of those young players continue their development and those guys that are playing tonight getting the 4 points for the boys. Thanks for joining us, Sean.
No worries, guys. Just sending our thoughts to the people back home too, and hopefully we can put a show on tonight and get a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. Sean Grigg joining us there for Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.